JP is back with Ball Knowledge.
You're back this time. You know, you had to work on what day was it? Friday. Yeah, you had to work, but you know, you're back now. And just so Jaden, first off, I think we need to talk about his NBA All-Star game. You know, I did not watch this game, all right, because I don't take NBA seriously anymore. You told me you watched this game. What were your overall thoughts of this game? What team won, by the way?
Team
Giannis?
Stars, no.
Is that like the Rising Stars?
Like no. The Rising Stars played like a couple days before.
Okay.
And then it was like they had a Team Stripes, Team Stars, and then like Team World. So like Team World didn't have Shea, Giannis, or Luka. They were all hurt.
They were all hurt?
Yeah.
We voted for them just for them to get hurt?
I'm saying. And then Team Stars was like the Rising USA Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like not like the first or second year players, but like the young players.
Like
Scotty Barnes.
Yeah, Kate Cunningham.
Yeah, Kate Cunningham. Jalen Durant.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say Jalen Durant. Was Grady Dick on the
Chet
team?
Holmgren, nah.
Chet.
Tyrese Maxey.
Jalen Green.
Anthony Edwards, nah.
Jalen Green wasn't on there?
Mm-mm. Damn. And then like Team Stripes was like the unks.
Like LeBron was he even in the All-Star game?
Yeah, LeBron, KD.
KD.
Steph was hurt though. Jalen Brunson,
Giannis.
I guess. Jalen Brown has been in the league for like 10 years.
I saw the celebrity game. Do you see Caleb? He was so his jumper. Caleb's jumper was broken. Like I saw him like shooting a bunch of threes for the like celebrity game. He was so bad. But I saw the celebrity game was like
the celebrity game was better than the All-Star.
Honestly, I saw Keegan Michael Key was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Anthony Anderson was the coach. Giannis was the coach.
Taco Fall was playing.
I did see that. But he was just so big.
He had like 20-20.
Yeah.
But Kawhi Leonard was cooking in the All-Star game.
He
had like 30 points one game. So like it was like a round robin.
Yeah.
So it was
because I looked it up and it said it was a round robin.
Team Stars versus Team World, and then Team World got beat by the JV team, like the JV USA team.
What?
That's what I would say.
What because, they should
like,
do is just
the LeBron's team was like the actual like USA stars.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But then they had like Anthony Edwards was like the best on that team.
So was LeBron, KD, and Steph on the team?
Yeah.
And they still lost?
Yeah.
How? Did Giannis play or no?
No.
I saw he was a coach.
Yeah,
but,
he was like a coach.
What they should do is go back to where they wear their normal game jerseys and just play the East and West game. It's so I hate this round robin stuff.
Or just play like straight up Team World versus Team.
Exactly. Like all the NBA All-Stars versus like Jokic, Giannis, Shea. You know, was Jokic playing? I assume
he was.
How did he do?
He did okay. I mean, it's just like there's just too much talent on Team World that they can't combine.
1,000%.
It was like Wemby, Jokic. The starting line was Wemby, Jokic, Jamal Murray. And then they had, I don't even know who else was on.
Dang, bro, that's a tough lineup to stop. But
just those three alone, like, and then they could have had Shea, Luka,
and Giannis. That's like the dream team of like foreign teams. Like that's crazy. But like I told you, Jaden, what they should do is they need to go back to the East versus West game, right? We voted them in for a reason. Did you vote for NBA All-Stars?
Yeah.
You voted for a reason because we want to see them play. We don't want to see a round robin tournament so did the guys like the Rising Stars, did they just get voted in automatically or how did that?
Yeah.
So did kind of. Like NBA just like pick them when they got in?
Yeah, just like the best like first or second year players.
Anthony Edwards is not a second year player. He's like six. I can't believe he's already in 6 year already. But when does the NBA start back up again? Like Friday, probably
Thursday.
Yeah.
But like I'm not like the end of the games weren't bad. Like they weren't really playing competitive. Like they never played defense really. But like they were kind of playing like so. There's like two game winners. Like it was like exciting, but like not exciting. You know.
I saw that some celebrities were there. I saw Chris Tucker was there. I saw Guy Ferrari was there. I saw I think I saw some other guys. I forget, but it was in wasn't it where the Clippers played?
Yeah, Intuit.
Yeah. But how far is that from Staples Center?
Not just like a drive. Not that far.
Not that far, but I think it's good that the Clippers have their own stadium, right? If I'm the Clippers or if I'm the Lakers, I do not want to share a stadium with the Clippers. I just don't. I want this to be our home. We can have more home games here. We can get a lot more fans. And I'm glad that the Clippers have their own stadium, right? Because it's good for the league, right? And I did not watch the game, but if you did, hopefully that you enjoyed it. And
It was all right. It was better than like the previous All Stars, but like it's never going to be the same as like
no,
East versus
it's
West.
Not.
Like, it's not going to be that anymore.
What they need to do is just have the East versus West play, and then like wear their actual team uniforms, like what they used to do.
Yeah,
and it's just not the same.
And like the competitions, like the slam dunk contest was absolutely terrible.
When was it?
like the night
Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was the night before. It might have been. Yeah, I think it was.
Was Mac McClung in it again?
No, he declined.
Did he?
Yeah, he's like a 4-time champion.
He's like the next Nate Robinson. Yeah.
But like they had Jackson Hayes literally just tried to like do the Michael Jordan dunk, like where he went to for the free throw line and then dunked it. He didn't he got like halfway to there and it was like a normal dunk.
Who
and
was all in the dunk contest?
It was really a bunch of nobodies. It was Jackson Hayes. It was Jackson Hayes, Keyshawn Johnson,
who?
Carter Bryant, and Jace Richardson.
Oh,
I'm saying.
Who? Wait, Carter Bryant, isn't he in college?
No.
He's in the league?
I think he's like, I don't know who he's on. I think he's on the Spurs.
What they need to have is like LeBron do the dunk and KD like and Giannis. Edwards,
like all of those people. Some that people know that are actually dunk, all of them decline it because they know it's lame now. Like,
but people want to see. If I'm an NBA fan, I want to see LeBron going out and dunk. I want to see Anthony Edwards. I want
to
see.
Like it used to be like all the Michael Jordan used to be in it. Exactly, Kobe Bryant was in it. Mm-hmm. Like all the stars. But now it's just they get
Dwight
Jackson
Howard
Hayes
used
off the
to
street.
Be in
yeah.
it. Yeah, like no offense to those guys. But if I'm an NBA fan, you're an NBA fan.
Yeah.
I want to see LeBron. I want to see Anthony Edwards. I want to see KD. I want to see Giannis. I want to see all those guys, right? Because if I voted those guys in, I want to see them in the dunk contest. I really do. So just look at the three-point contest. I want to see Steph in there again. Yeah. I don't want to see some random nobodies who haven't proven anything in their career for three-point-wise. Steph is the greatest three-point shooter of all time. Like, I want to see him in there. Remember in 2021 when he was in there, he just got fire, couldn't miss? I want to see him in there again.
In the three-point contest, get this. So, like, Steph was out, so he wasn't competing.
Yeah.
And they had Damian Lillard. He's not going to play this season, and he still got in the three-point
contest. Wait, he hasn't played at all?
He's out with his Achilles like for the whole season.
At least he's back with the Trailblazers though, which is imagine all those Portland Trailblazers fans that like burned his jersey and like now he came back like that'd be.
I wish Colin Knipl won.
Wait, he was in it?
Yeah, he's like the best.
Was Cooper Flagg in the All-Star game?
No,
Cooper Flagg wasn't in it.
Nuh-uh.
Bro, how?
I don't even.
He's the next LeBron James, bro. How? That's crazy. Whoever votes these people in, bro, just needs to be like we need to like track those guys down and like but. Yeah. So your biggest takeaway is that it's not the same as the West.
Yeah,
and I didn't expect
it to
be
the same as East versus West.
Kawhi Leonard. I mean, it's his home arena. Obviously, he's going to catch fire. So, I mean, like, you know, but so hopefully that you guys enjoyed the NBA All-Star game. And who was in the. So, what did they have? They had the dunk contest, they had the three-point contest, did they have the skills?
It was like shooting stars. That's what they called.
Oh, I don't even.
Team All-Star, Team Harper, Team Cameron.
Who's Team Harper? Ron Harper?
I guess. I don't know.
Probably Ron Harper. Who's Team Cameron?
Who knows?
Just
a random guy off the street.
Yeah, some random guy they found. Some random hooper. Some guy that hooped with Uncle Drew probably in the streets of Harlem, New York. But, yeah, man. You know, I haven't taken NBA seriously, and college basketball is so much better. We'll get into college basketball later. And
Just like regular NBA games, they're still not the same
anymore. No, because like, you see they're so
a bunch
high
of
scoring.
Foul baiting. Yeah.
Yeah. And whereas Jordan played, they were high 80s, low 90s.
They would actually like foul you and get away with it. Like,
yeah.
Like, because the refs weren't so soft.
Yeah, I think the NBA in general has just become soft. Yeah. I don't think it's the refs' fault. I just think the NBA has just become really soft. And But yeah, if you watch the All-Star game, you know, hopefully that you guys enjoyed it. And next up, we need to get into, unfortunately, this team did not win. Iowa basketball.
What a bad losing.
Jeez, man. Dude, I thought that they had it. Dude, that one guy for Purdue just kept hitting all those threes. Like, who is that guy? Did you watch this game?
Yeah.
What were your takeaways from the game?
I mean, like, I expected it to be like a close game. Like, a closer game than it was.
You can't let this random guy get hot from three.
It's just like Bennett Sturts needs a second player to pass the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's just like Bennett, it's the Bennett Sturts show. And if they guard him or if like they just like Luka Garza in that like one.
But they had Wieskamp and Conor McCaffrey and Bohannon.
They let Luka Garza score and then they guarded everyone else. It's just like Bennett Sturts needs someone to pass to, like a second option.
And it's not his fault.
Yeah.
It's not his fault that nobody else on his team wants to step up, right? You know, coming in this year, we thought Iowa would be good, but we didn't know that they would make the tournament, right? And who can it be? I thought Hausman was going to be the guy, right? I thought Hausman was going to be the guy that steps up and, you know, is the next player with Bennett Sturts, but he hasn't proven anything. And I've been telling people just straight him, and I'm going to say it again. Why is Hauza not starting? What he brings as a three-point shooter is something that I don't think I don't. He's Iowa. I think he's Iowa's best three-point shooter probably since Jordan Bohannon, right? And What he brings to Iowa is something that I've never seen before. And why is Ben not starting him? I get that you want to start guys that are in your system. I get that. But what Brendan Housen brings as a three-point shooter is something that you can't deny. You can't keep bringing him off the bench, right? And dude, at the same time, I kind of feel bad for Drake because their record this year was really, really bad.
Yeah.
But and speaking of Drake, they played against UNI yesterday, yeah. And I watched it. And my parents went to UNI, so I was cheering for UNI. And I just feel so bad for Drake, dude. I mean, don't you feel bad for him, too? Yeah, I mean, they lost their coach. They lost their whole entire coaching staff. Not their whole team, but...
Yeah, like most of the good players.
Yeah. And if they would have stayed, they probably would have won like 40 games this year. I mean, you're talking about Drake for a lineup of Bennett Sturts, Kale Combs, Cam Manuel, Tavion Banks, and Isaiah Howard. Speaking of Kale Combs, that guy is terrible. Bro. Did you see him on Saturday? He can't even make a layup, bro. Like, Jesus, man. Like, I feel bad for Drake, but I don't at the same time because, like, you know, this is Ben McCollum's dream job. But, you know, when Ben McCollum got hired at Drake, right, every Drake fan thought, oh, he was going to be here for 9 years, 8 years. Well, he's going to lead us to a dynasty. We're going to be good. And he did good for 1 year. And then, you know, unfortunately, he left for Iowa. Not unfortunately, because I'm an Iowa fan, and I wanted Ben McCollum to get hired. And, yeah, I'm just very... very disappointed.
Poor Koch sucks,
too. Dude, why is he starting? I've been telling my dad this, and I'm going to say it again. Why? Cooper Koch brings no value to this team. He just doesn't. What does Cooper Koch bring bring to this team that Brendan Housen doesn't bring? Well, he doesn't. I mean, the only good that... I can't name one good thing that Cooper Koch is good at. I mean, he's not good at defense. He's not a good three-point shooter. He's not good at basketball. Why is Cooper Koch starting? I don't understand why. Like, it's just... I don't get it, Jaden. Why is Cooper Koch starting? I don't get it. It's just, he's not that good of a player. And it's frustrating when I see Cooper Koch in a starting lineup when we have Alvaro Porgeras, who is taller than him and needs to be starting, right? And, man, I don't know, man. Iowa needs to get it figured out. And these past six games aren't going to be easy. You have to go at Michigan. Nebraska comes here. I don't know who else. Let's check out their schedule right here. I could pull up their schedule.
They play
right
in Nebraska? Oh,
yeah, at home, and I'm going to be booing Price. Once Price walks out of that tunnel, I swear to God, if I see Peyton Sanford wearing Nebraska gear, I'm going to be really, really mad. Peyton is at Hawkeye. Once a Hawkeye, always a Hawkeye. Well, Peyton actually went here for 4 years, you know, didn't transfer like his younger brother Price did, but let me see here. Let me see their next games.
And they play Michigan?
Nebraska at home. Okay. Here's their schedule. Nebraska at home tomorrow. Loss. Wisconsin on the road, who is a tough team. Wisconsin beat Michigan State, and they beat Illinois. Ohio State at home. Penn State on the road. Michigan at home, March 5th. And they close it out to go at Nebraska. I mean, I don't know how many wins Iowa gets in there. I mean, could they get maybe Penn State and Ohio State and maybe Wisconsin? I mean, these games are not easy. Every single game in the Big Ten is going to be hard. They are. It is, Jaden. That's just how it is. And it doesn't help that Iowa lost to Maryland, right? It doesn't help that you lost to 2-10 Maryland on the road. Like, Iowa needs to get it figured out, man. And Sturts can't do it all by himself, right? I love Bennett Sturts. He's a great player. But he cannot do it all by himself. He needs that other guy to step up for him, right? We've seen games where Bennett Sturts is off and Iowa gets destroyed. You know why? Because they don't have another star to pair with him. When Bennett Sturts isn't on, who's going to be that guy that can step up and help him? Because it's got to be somebody. Who's it going to be? Manuel? It's not going to be Koch. I don't even know why Koch is on this team. I don't. Will it be Combs? Will it be Manuel? Will it be Isaiah Howard? Will it be Folgaris? Will it be Housen? Who's it going to be? Because Sturts cannot do it all on his own. And if you think Sturts can do it all on his own, you're not a true basketball fan. Right? I love Iowa. I always will, but Sturts cannot do it all on his own. He needs some other guy that can help him. And I like Ben McCollum. He's a great coach. But why is Cooper Koch starting? What does Cooper Koch bring to this team? He'll be lucky enough to even hit 2 threes in a game. Like, it's just, I don't know why, man. And it's going to be a tough stretch here for my Iowa men team. You know, it's going to be very hard. And maybe they'll be lucky enough to even come out with 2 wins. But, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. And, speaking of the Iowa women play today at 11. I don't know. Why are they playing at 11 today, Jaden? I don't understand. Like, I just, I mean, this is play. Nebraska, right? At Nebraska. We've already beat Nebraska once at home. We can beat them again. And they had this game last year against Ohio State, remember? They played Ohio State at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Why is it on President's Day you just all of a sudden play a game at 11 o'clock? Like, can't you just play it tonight on Big Ten Network or something? Like, have the game tonight at like 7 or 7:30 or 8 even. I don't really care. Just don't have it in the morning while I have class, man. Like, come on. See, that's the thing, too. Most people are at work. Most people are at school. Why would you have the game at 11 o'clock?
Like, the only time you'd a good 11 o'clock game is like on the weekend.
Exactly.
Saturday or Sunday.
Nobody's going to watch the game at 11 o'clock during the day. Nobody is. People have work to do. People have stuff to do. Like, just why? That's the Big Ten's problem right there, Jaden. That's nobody else's problem but the Big Ten. That's their own problem. You know why? Because this goes to this game at 11 o'clock on President's Day, and nobody else is going to be watching because they're working. And we're doing this, right? And we're we have class, right? And I just don't know, man. I don't know. Big Ten, you need to get your stuff together, man. Right? And I don't know why, man. The Iowa women have got to win this game, right? Take the time out of it. You got to beat Nebraska, right? You already beat them once. You can beat them again. And just for Iowa, just keep doing what you're doing, right? I know you've been on a 3-game losing streak, but hey, you were able to come back at home and you were able to beat Washington, right? Washington is a great team. Not taking that away from them. Iowa should win this game. Right. And you know what's gonna be cool is that Taylor McCabe is gonna be coming back to her hometown, but she's not actually gonna be playing, right? But just keep doing what you're doing, right? Get the ball down to Hayden. Chit Chat does her thing, Shrumlo does her thing. I think Addie Deal should come off the bench in this game. I really do. But yeah, I love it so much, man, and big game here for the Iowa women on today at 11, and I will be following along in the ESPN, Jaden. You know, we have this newspaper class here and at DMAC, but I will be following along with my women team. You know, I'm a diehard fan, and just keep doing what you're doing, Jaden, right? And you can't take your foot off the pedal because Nebraska's not a bad team. We saw what they did against Iowa the first game, right? They played Iowa tough. They played them physical, and go out there and show Nebraska who's better, right? We've already beat Nebraska in every other sport, right? Wrestling is an exception, but we already know who has more national championships in wrestling. Iowa does. All right, I'm not going to get in Iowa wrestling, but Iowa's better. All right, we're the better team. We're going to play like it. Our Iowa women team plays today at 11 against Nebraska, and then our Iowa men's team plays tomorrow at home against Nebraska. And I guess what, Jaden? I will be booing Price. Price went to Northwest, right? I was happy. You know, he's a Northwest alum. I'm not going to take that away from him. But if I see Peyton Sanford tomorrow wearing Nebraska gear, I'm going to flip out, Jaden. I really am. Peyton Sanford played 4 years for Hawkeye, played for as 4 years as a Hawkeye, was a great player for Fran McCaffrey. Wasn't an elite player, but was a good player. I swear to God, he better not be wearing Nebraska gear tomorrow. Peyton Sanford, if you are listening to this, you should wear Iowa gear. You played for Iowa. I get that your brother's at Nebraska, but buddy, come on. You're a Hawkeye. You're always a Hawkeye. You always will be a Hawkeye. And I'm looking forward to booing Price, right? I'm looking forward to it. As soon as Price comes out that tunnel, I'm booing him. As soon as I hear him get introduced into the starting lineup, fans, we better start booing because Price is a traitor. I've told my dad this, and I'm going to say it again. If you actually play at Iowa, like Charlie Jones, Tyrone Tracy, John Nestor, like those guys that actually played, and you transfer from Iowa, you're a traitor. But if you don't play at Iowa, then that's okay if you transfer, right? You know what I mean? Like, remember Tyrone Tracy and Charlie Jones when they played? Mm-hmm. And then they transferred to Purdue? If you actually play and you transfer, you're a traitor. John Nestor, look what happened to you, buddy. You lost to Iowa this year. You got 40-pieced by Iowa this year. And guess who cooked you? Your former teammate, Reese Vanderzee. So, yeah, man. Iowa's going to win. Iowa's a better team. They're going to win. And next up, Jaden, Milwaukee Northwest Wolves. Did you watch the game against Allen?
Mm-mm.
Guess what happened in the game?
Did they win?
Nope, Jaden, they did not win.
How much did they lose by?
They lost to Allen on the road. Both the girls and the boys teams lost to Allen. Okay, I could check the score here. I don't really want to talk about it because we beat Dowling once, and man, I don't know how we're gonna. Jaden, I'm still getting over the loss, right? Because I'm a diehard Wolves fan, man. And for all the Wolves fans that listen to this, let's see, what was the score? All right, Jaden, we did play Valley on Saturday. We beat them 76-47. I don't know why we played them on a Saturday, but let's see. The score was 51-43. Dowling Catholic won. Right. Let's check out the box score here. So Colin Rice had 18 points. Good, but not great. Yeah. Nash Kukin had 4. Isaiah Oliver had 11. Landon Davis only had 2. A guy that's going 0-0, that's not good. You got to step it up. And Matt Kiteland had 4. He had an okay game. Isaiah Oliver had 11. He did good. For the Maroons, who had the most points? Noah Martins had 19. I don't know anything about the guy, but yeah, man, we couldn't get it done. We couldn't make shots, Jaden. I mean, that's what happens when you just sit around for 10 seconds and shoot the ball. But yeah, man, it was a bad game for my Wolves, and man, it was hard, you know, because I thought that we were going to sweep Dowling this year, and why am I not surprised that we lost, right? We can't even beat Waukee. How are we going to beat Dowling on the road, right? And dude, I thought our girls team was going to win. I was going to win. I really did think that. And, you know, the Moeller sisters, Katie and Ellie, they went off. So there's actually 3 of them on the team. There's 3 Moeller sisters. Oh, my God. Because I swear to God, every single play I heard, Moeller. every single play, I think
they're going to have a whole team.
Yeah, a whole team full of Moellers.
Whole starting lineup.
Yeah. No, honestly, but shout out to our girls team. We fought hard, right? We didn't give up, right? And I think that's the thing with this team is that I love is that we don't give up, right? We don't give up, right? We keep fighting till the end. We're never out of it, right? Don't ever count us out because we have the athletes to compete with Dowling, and Dowling may have better athletes than us, but at least we're not going to give up, right? We're not going to get out of the fight and. Yeah, man, but just a tough game for my Wolves, basketball team. And next topic we've got to talk about, Jaden, Kansas basketball.
They got blown out.
It was not a blowout. People can think that all they want. Did you watch the game at all?
Nah.
Kansas lost, and
Darren Peterson had his worst game.
Right? Dude, he's not the number one overall pick. I'm sorry, but he's not. Boozer's better. As much as I like Darren, I think Darren's a distraction. I mean, don't you think that too?
Yeah.
I mean, we beat Arizona at home without Darren, but I think Kansas is better off without Darren. I mean, I just think we're so much better without him, and it's just, man, I don't know what to think, but
because Kansas blew him out at home, right? The last game.
Yeah, but I mean that's at home
though. Yeah,
that's. Kansas at home was a lot different from Kansas on the road, but let's check what the score was. 74-56 was the score. I wouldn't say that was a blowout. Milan, dude, that dude had a game. Yeah. Milan Monsiuvic.
He's like the best shooter in the nation.
I wouldn't say
He shoots like 53%, and that's like, and then he makes the most while taking the most.
Okay. I'll give him that. I don't like I would say, but I'll give him that. And but Jaden, man, we just could not make a shot, man. We could just not take advantage. Kansas just couldn't do it. I don't know why. We had so many opportunities to take advantage in that game, and we couldn't do it. And I would say took advantage, right? They did what we couldn't do, right? And you know who Kansas plays next, Jaden? Bill Self's alma mater, Oklahoma State. At Oklahoma State. Wait, is it at Oklahoma State or at home? So, at Oklahoma State, Wednesday, February 18th, 8 o'clock, and I expect Kansas to win by a lot because, you know, it's Kansas.
Don't they still have to play, like, Houston and Arizona on their schedule?
Yeah, they have to go at Arizona. Those are tough games, man. I mean, do you see what happened to Arizona, by the way? They lost to Texas Tech. Like, bro, how does that happen? Kansas beat Texas Tech, for God's sake, with Darren Peterson playing. But
they have 2-game losing streak now. after
I knew that, defeated. Dude. We need, after this, we're gonna talk about Miami of Ohio. We're gonna talk about their cakewalk of a schedule. Yeah. But after this, I promise to talk about them. But yeah, I mean Kansas. We all know who the better team is, right? Jaden, tell me how many national championships does Kansas have? How many does Iowa State have? Zero. We're their Super Bowl. Every single team we play, we're their Super Bowl, right? And do you think Iowa State fans storm the court? They probably would have.
They probably would.
It's Kansas. You were literally ranked better than us.
They were supposed to be.
Yeah, you were supposed to win. Like, you're ranked better than us. Like, Iowa State fans are nonchalant, right? They think that, oh, we beat Kansas, we're going to storm the court. Like, buddy, like, you were supposed to win. Right? I mean, you're at home. You're supposed to win, right? And you think storming the court makes you, like, you think that just because you beat Kansas at home, it makes you the better team? You're not the better team. You think that just because you beat Dan Purdue that you're the better team? Like, you're not the best team in the country, right? You're not. Arizona would beat you guys by, like, 50. I mean, don't you agree with that, Jaden?
Yeah.
I know Kansas beat Arizona. Arizona would beat, I would say, by 50. I mean, but yeah, Jaden. Flory had an okay game. Melvin Council had a great game. Bryson Tiller, man, that dude's gonna be a really good player, Jaden. I'm telling you, once he gets to know the Big 12 system, he's gonna be a really good player for Kansas. Yeah, I think I'm gonna say this before, and I'm gonna say it again. I think he's the next Udoka Azubuike. I mean, I really do. That dude was, you talk about just a dominant player. Udoka Azubuike was just so fun to watch, and it's unfortunate what happened to that 2019-2020 team, because I firmly believe, Jaden, that team would have won the national championship. I really do. You had Devon Dotson. Christian Brown was a freshman on that team. Mitch Lightfoot. Isaiah Moss, who actually transferred from Iowa, by the way. Udoka Azubuike, Marcus Garrett, Chris Tehan, who's a pretty walk-on, but... who else did we have? We had Silvio D'Souza, who got in that big fight against Kansas State. Remember when he threw that chair?
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching that game, and he blocked the guy, and then he picked up a chair. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, what are you trying to do on this? But he took it a little too far. But it doesn't help that the Kansas State guys stole the ball from him. But yeah, man, that team was robbed of the national championship. I firmly believe that team would have won Natty. And so, yeah, man, just an unfortunate game by Kansas, but look for them to bounce back here on Wednesday at 8 o'clock against Oklahoma State. And Jaden, we need to take a second to mourn the loss of Parker Sutherland. You know, it's unfortunate what happened to him, and he was my age. He was born in 2007. Jaden, let me say that one more time. This guy that died for you and I was born in 2007, the same age as me. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family. And Just really unfortunate what happened to him, Jaden. And he was doing a workout, Jaden. He was doing a workout, and he just died, man. And it's unfortunate, because you never want that to happen to anybody, right? And so my thoughts and prayers are with your family, and my thoughts and prayers are with you. And just unfortunate what happened, man, because you never want that to happen to anybody. You know, I don't like Iowa State, but I don't want that to happen to anybody. And speaking of that, we need to talk about the Iowa Lakes team.
Yeah, did you see the Iowa Lakes bus?
It's unfortunate, again, what happened to the Iowa Lakes team, man. And who was the guy that died on that? You remember his name?
Carter something.
Carter. If your family's listening to this, my thoughts and prayers go out to you guys, man. I can't imagine what you guys are going through. Carter Johnson, man. If your family's listening to this, my thoughts and prayers, me and Jaden's thoughts and prayers goes out to both of you guys, because, you know, you never want any of that stuff to happen, you know, to you. You know, you don't want that to happen to your son, right? And Jaden, he was your age,
mm-hmm.
and he died, man. And I'm really sorry what happened, you know.
And then there was like 30 more injured.
Yeah, it's and some of the guys went to Northwest too. So hopefully that my Northwest guys can, you know, that they can heal up well, and that they can, you know, I want to take a minute to just mourn the loss of those people, because those are great kids, right? They're just like me and you, right? And they're, at the end of the day, Jaden, they're just kids, right? They're having fun, right? And my thoughts and prayers are with the Iowa Lakes baseball team and all the family members that, you know, are family of those baseball players, because what happened to them shouldn't have happened, right? You know, they were just taking a bus to a game, right? They were just taking a bus to play a game, and you know, for that to happen is very unfortunate, and it sucks what happened, man. And So yeah, my thoughts and prayers are with Parker Sutherland, the UNI player, and my thoughts and prayers are with the Iowa Lakes Community College baseball team, because you know you never want that to happen to anybody, and hopefully that you guys can heal up and get better, and so yeah, just thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Rest up strong, and for all the Northwest guys on there, go Wolves, and everybody in Northwest is thinking about you guys. So yeah, I just want to take a minute to acknowledge those people. And so Miami of Ohio, we have not talked about them yet. The only undefeated team left in college basketball, but Jaden, they really haven't played anybody. I mean, they haven't. I saw some bracketology the other day, right, where they could be what seed they will be predicted. They'll be predicted an 8 seed, Jaden.
8?
Yeah, because they haven't played anybody. That's the problem. Like, watch them when they play against Michigan. Watch them when they play against Arizona. Watch them when they play against Kansas. They're not going to win because they don't play anybody, right? And what are your thoughts on the Miami of Ohio this season?
Like, I mean, they're undefeated. That's probably the best in school history, probably, like, one of their best seasons. But it's like, just like you said, like, they're not playing anybody.
Yeah, they're
playing. They have a cupcake schedule. Yeah,
just like with the Patriots. Yeah. Cupcake schedule. Like, they... Who was their best win this season? I mean, I seriously want to know who their best win this season is. But
the Broncos without their quarterback.
No, I was talking about Miami of Ohio.
Oh,
look at their schedule here. Look at their schedule.
They beat Maine.
Who?
UNCA.
Who?
EKU.
Who? Eastern Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Wright State.
Who?
Ball University.
Who?
Bowling Green.
These are not good schools, Jaden.
Akron.
That's
Western
what the
Western Michigan, yeah. Toledo.
Not good school.
Buffalo. Nope. They went to overtime for that.
They Kent went to State. Overtime against Buffalo? How, bro?
UMass.
Who?
Northern Illinois.
Who? Okay, that's a solid team.
Marshall, Ohio.
Again,
they're not going to play.
Nobody. They haven't played anybody. So that's our point, is like, they haven't played anybody this year. And when they do play somebody, like, good...
If you put Iowa against those teams, they'd be undefeated. Oh, they'd blow everybody out.
100% they would be. They would blow everybody out. And every Iowa fan would be like, oh, we're back. We're going to win the national championship. No one's going to be able to stop us. Miami of Ohio, let's pump the brakes here a little bit, right?
I mean, like, they average the most points and the best field goal percentage, but it's like they're basically like shooting in practice.
Exactly. Like, Iowa could play that well too if they were to play against those teams, right? So it's just like, yeah, man, Jaden, it's, you know, it's, they haven't played anybody, right? So you can't compare them to like Arizona, and don't even put them on the same level as Arizona for God's sake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't even compare them to Arizona or Michigan or Michigan State or Kansas. You just can't, because guess what, Jaden? They haven't played anybody. And when they do play somebody, they're going to lose. You know why? Because they don't have the talent. They just don't. And Jaden, they're probably going to go undefeated the whole entire regular season.
Yeah,
you know why?
They're probably going to go undefeated, and then they're going to think like, "Oh my gosh, we're going to win the national championship."
No,
we're going to go.
They'll even lucky enough to even get past the second round. I mean, if you're a Miami Ohio fan, speaking of Miami Ohio, I told my dad this the other day. They've had some good alumni: Ben Roethlisberger, John Harbaugh, Sean McVay. Ron Harper, I mean, Jaden, that's some good alumni right there. I mean, talk about two good head coaches, Sean McVay and John Harbaugh. You talk about possibly the greatest quarterback in MAC football history, Ben Roethlisberger. And then you talk about possibly one of the most underrated point guards of the Michael Jordan era, Ron Harper. I mean, Jaden, that's some good alumni. And you have Wally Szczerbiak, too. I mean, that's some good alumni, Jaden. I mean, that is.
Benjamin Harris, he was the president that graduated from there.
He was a president?
Yeah.
There was a president named Benjamin Harris?
I don't know.
How am I just
like some of
out?
Them? Some of them just aren't real presidents, for real.
They just made up.
Yeah, like, they just made up names.
People just made up random names just for these people. But yeah, Jaden, it's Miami of Ohio fans need to take a step back for a little bit, right, and realize that they're not going to win the whole thing. They'll be not going to even get in the second round, right? And yeah, man. So, how was our DMAC basketball team doing? We haven't talked about. I talked about DMAC on our last podcast. I want to keep the fans updated on how DMAC is doing, because
they're doing pretty good.
We're DMAC supporters here, right? We go to DMAC here, but we want those guys in Boone to do really well, because those guys are good, right? Those guys are doing things the right way, right? And Jaden's going to pull up their men's and women's basketball team, if you will, their record right here. And yeah, we're gonna.
The men are 26-1 overall, but they're 17-0 in the conference.
Who have they lost to?
Let me look.
Probably Iowa Western or somebody.
The last loss they had was a long time ago.
It's probably that last year.
I don't know which way am I going for it. Do they even have a loss? Is this fake?
It's a fake loss that they made up.
Oh, all right. They lost to Spoon River.
What? Where is that?
Illinois.
That was probably just some fluke.
Yeah. They lost by 2 points. So okay. It's probably like a... not even like a really... Like, they went out of state to play someone. And then that shouldn't even be counted on their...
No, it shouldn't be. But shout out our DMAC basketball team. I will give them a clap. 26-1. Congratulations, fellas. And who's their best player? I assume it's Kiki Dang, Valley alum. I don't want to assume anything. I want you to look it up
Look at their stats.
So you can, look up the stats. I don't want to assume anything, but I would assume it's Kiki Dang.
The website is really confusing.
Yeah, it is. I looked at it the other day, and it's kind of...
Here's the schedule. All right, stats. So the one averaging the most points... Why do I have to... What the heck? Yeah, we're just lost in the sauce.
Yeah, we're lost here.
I want, player stats. It's trying to give me, the...
Points per game?
Yeah, I want... All right, that's how you do it. So I think... All right, I found how to do it. All right, so this season, the person averaging the most stats is... Hold on. See, this is the... I want the...
D-Mac, get your website fixed.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Get your website fixed. Right. Mr. Jaden Park is having issues here.
All right, I got it. All right. So, the most points is Brent Taylor.
Where's he from?
Brent Taylor is from... I don't know. It doesn't tell me.
It will tell you where they're from if you go to roster. If you click roster, it will tell you where they're from.
So, Brent Taylor and Rylan Smith.
I don't know any of those people.
So
shout out those guys, though.
Roster. Brent Taylor is from Illinois.
What part?
Flossmoor.
Yep. I know where Flossmoor is. Flossmoor. Very.
And then, who did I say?
Brent Taylor.
All right. Brent Taylor.
Oh, that's the guy that we just said was from Flossmoor, isn't it?
Wait, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's the other guy that I said? Rylan Smith is from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Home of the
Skyline Prep.
Home of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So, what years are they? Are they freshmen or?
Rylan Smith is sophomore. Brent Taylor's freshman.
Nice. How's Kiki doing?
Kiki Dang. He is averaging 9 points a game.
That's not bad. Not bad at all, but. Yeah, so shout out our DMAC basketball team, right? You guys are doing well, and me and Jaden, we're gonna keep you guys updated on DMAC men's and check the women's here real quick. We wanna keep you guys updated, right? Because we care about DMAC sports and
the women are 21-6.
There we go,
13-6 in the conference.
Not bad. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Me and Jaden, we want our DMAC teams to do well, right? Because we go to DMAC obviously, and we want you guys to. Succeed at what you're doing. And who's their best? I know there's a girl from Northwest on the roster, Aniston Clayton. I know she's on there. She's 6'2". But who's their best player?
Holy cow.
this website, bro. Dude. Hey, DMAC Sports, this is a message from me and Mr. JJP. Get your website fixed, all right? You guys need to do some updating. Mr. JJP has had multiple issues here.
All right. They have Olivia Carr. And Whitney Jensen, and then Chloe Costello.
Where are they from?
They're from...
See if I can name a person here from.
Who did I say?
Chloe Costello.
Okay, she's from Northwood, Iowa.
Don't know where
Who's that? Olivia Carr, I said?
Yeah.
Bettendorf, Iowa.
Home of Tavian Banks. And home of DJ Carton.
And then I said Olivia Weber? No.
Yeah.
Said that, huh? Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Jordan Valley. She's from Waverly, Iowa.
Waverly, home of Asa Newsom from Kansas State.
Yeah,
he's from there.
And then the other girl is from Waukee.
Aniston Clayton. Yeah, she went to Northwest. Shout out Aniston Clayton and shout out Northwest, man. But yeah, who's averaging the most points on? Oh, you just said it.
One of them's from Giza, Egypt.
Actually?
Yeah.
How did she? I wonder how she got here.
Omrin.
I wonder how she got here, but.
The one averaging it is Olivia Carr.
How much is she averaging?
15.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's good. But, yeah, shout out to the DMAC girls and boys basketball teams, right? Me and JJP want you guys to do well, right? We're cheering for you guys. Keep going the rest of the way. Finish your season strong. And is there like a tournament for NJCAA? Or?
Yeah, there's. They're being invited because since they're like the top.
Wait, where's it at? Or like how does.
I have no idea.
You don't know how that works? Or
because like they. I think they got like runner up last season.
Who'd they lose to? Probably Iowa Western or somebody, but
no, I think it was Iowa Central,
Fort Dodge, Iowa. Yeah. Yep. Like I just said,
happens in Lake Charles,
Illinois.
I think it's. Hold on,
this website.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's glitching.
Now they got me. It got me pulling up AI. Holy cow!
You gotta do like some background check or something, but. Yeah, so Jaden, we actually had NASCAR the other day.
Yeah,
I saw that. Kyle,
Michael Jordan's car won. You saw that?
What's his car brand?
I have no idea. But it had like the Jordan logo. It had number 45 because like that was his.
But he should have just put 23 on there. That's stupid.
That's what he knows.
He wore 45 for like five games and then that was it. But does he own that car brand or
I would
imagine
he's like a co-owner? Yeah. I saw it on Instagram. It was like he was celebrating, but it was he has some like allegations though.
For what? Cheating or something?
No. You got hold on. I'll show you the video.
What is going on here, Michael Jordan? You had some allegations on you. What is going on? The GOAT has allegations on him. Come on now.
You got to see the video of what he was doing.
What is going on?
He won his car. Won. Yeah. And then he was like, hold on. I got to see if I can find.
Dang,
it.
Bro. They be giving him allegations.
They call him. So he was at the parade, and then he was this. Yeah. He was literally like, that's the little kid.
What is he doing, bro? What is this guy doing? So
he was touching the little kid.
What is he doing, bro?
Jordan Diddy.
Oh, breaking news. Break it. Dolphins just released Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Bro, what? Chiefs could bring him back. Why not?
Get another championship.
Hey, get another ring with Tyreek, Chiefs.
Or imagine he goes to the Bears.
We're not losing a game next year if we bring in Tyreek. Hey, he could be DJ Moore's replacement. He could be. But, hey, man, if you're Tyreek Hill, where do you want to go? Chiefs. You already know Patrick Mahomes. Bring him back. Jaden, where would you want to go if you're Tyreek Hill?
I want to go home.
Go back Patrick to the Mahomes. Chiefs. I mean, get another ring. Get Mahomes two more rings.
I don't know why he ever left.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, Tua should be retired by now. I mean, Tua needs to hang it up, right? I mean, he's one concussion away from retiring. I mean, we've said that every single year, and he just gets more concussions, and then we don't say anything. But speaking of that, the Dolphins actually released Bradley Chubb, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nick Chubb's cousin. So I don't think a lot of people know that, actually, that they're cousins. But but hey, man, Ryan Poles, go out and sign him. I'm telling you. I've been telling people this. The Bears are one superstar edge rusher away from winning the Super Bowl. And if we get the right pieces in there, we get Bradley Chubb and we can get Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, and Myles Garrett, we're winning the Super Bowl next year. And if we can get Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, if I was Tyreek Hill, I wouldn't go anywhere but the Dolphins. You know that one year, he could have had like 2,000 receiving yards, but then they went like 3-14 or something, like 4-13 or something.
Hey, and plus Bieniemy's back too. Yeah. I mean, it's just the right situation. Get Mahomes one more ring, retire, you know, and.
Or go to the Titans.
Heck no. I would not go to the Titans. I like what the Titans are doing, but go back to the Chiefs. I think that that's a good move for Tyreek. I mean,
I think he's too.
Because when he was there, Bieniemy was there, right? And Dino Bieniemy's back.
He's too high to go back, I think. Like, he wouldn't want to go back.
But hey, get another ring for Mahomes and get him one more. And
they could have went like. They could have had like a four-peat if he stayed.
See, it's kind of hard to know, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. But. When did he leave? So the year he left, the Chiefs beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Everybody thought, oh, they want to be good. You know, Tyreek Hill left. Can you imagine how they're going to be with Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
And they have Rashee Rice. And they have Juju. And they have Travis Kelce. But he's getting older. But he's washed. But do you think Kelce will return? I mean, that's going to be a big storyline this offseason.
He will, but I don't think he should.
I think he will, too. But I don't want to see any more drop passes from him.
He's just getting to that age. Like
he's how old is he? 36? He's going to be 37 here. He needs to.
He's older than Gronk, I think.
Like, I think him and Gronk were born in the same year. But he needs to hang it up. Travis Kelce, you've had one heck of a career. Best tight end of all time. One of the best tight ends of all time. You can focus on Taylor in the offseason, buddy. You can now, Jaden, now is the time when you can focus on Taylor Swift. right? He focused on Taylor Swift way too much during the season. He can focus on her now, way more time now. And but yeah, man, if I'm Tyreek, I'm going back to the Chiefs. I mean, why not? Bieniemy's back. Rasheed is there. He'll get to play with Rasheed Rice. He'll get a, you know, Coach Reed is obviously still there. I mean, perfect situation. Pat's still there. I mean, if you're the Chiefs, if I'm Brett Veach, pull the trigger, man. I mean, Tyreek wants to come back. If that doesn't tell you that he wants to win a Super Bowl, I don't know what does. Releasing him tells you that he cares about winning. And so, yeah, Jaden, it's... dude, if he goes to the Chiefs, that's going to be a big storyline this offseason. Chiefs signed Tyreek Hill. Like, that's going to be huge, man. And so, if you're the Bears, Ryan Poles, listen, if you listen to this, I don't think you do, but if you listen to this, Mr. Ryan Poles, sign Bradley Chubb, right? Because we need... I like Montez Sweat, but he's no Bradley Chubb. He's just... He's not. He's not a reliable edge rusher. He's very inconsistent. He'll get a sack a game, and then he'll just won't do anything for the rest of the season. But...
did you know that Myles Garrett dated that Chloe Kim?
No, who's that?
Chloe Kim's like a medalist.
Speaking of that, medalist. Do you see what Lindsey Vonn is trying to do?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Can you just retire already?
She needed like freaking 4 surgeries on her leg.
That doesn't tell you that you need to retire. I don't know what does. Like, my God. I keep hating to see this. Lindsey Vonn wants to come back. Retire already. You've had surgery. Do you know what's wrong with your leg? Like... it's literally like when Alex Smith came back when he had that injury.
There's like freaking pins and needles like going through everything.
Why are
like,
you trying to come back? Retire. You have nothing left to prove. You don't. You have nothing left to prove. Why are you coming back? I don't understand. Jaden, what does Lindsey Vonn have to prove?
Nothing.
Exactly. What? I don't know. She has pins and needles in her leg and she's trying to come back. That makes no sense to me at all. Lindsey Vonn, one heck of a skier. Probably the greatest of all time. I'll give her that. But why are you coming back? And watch her get injured again and her be paralyzed the rest of her life. Like, I'm not trying to be on a rant here about Lindsey Vonn, but like, my God, your career is over. If getting 4 surgeries tells you that you need to retire, I don't know what does. I don't know what does. And so yeah, man, it's just need to retire because it is time. And you know, it's time for them and you know, when
like I don't think there's more to lose than to gain if she competes
exactly.
Again.
Hey man, these comments on the Tyreek Hill thing are going crazy. All they see is come back to KC and you know, and man, it's can you just I can't just imagine if he goes back to the Chiefs, man. That'd be so crazy. I couldn't imagine that. It's crazy, but man. Kansas State fired Jerome Tang.
Yeah,
did you see the
comments he made?
What'd he say
in the post game? He was like,
"I can't imagine what he said."
It was insane.
What'd he say?
I gotta find the story. So they fired him after they have like one Big 12 win, and that's not his fault.
Yeah,
like,
it's really not.
He doesn't have like he used to have that one point guard.
Oh my God, what's his name?
And the big man.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
But
what is his name? Why am I blanking here? Marquise Noel.
Yeah. After they lost to number 3 Houston, he said, "These dudes do not deserve to be wearing this jersey."
Oh, I saw there that. They like took their last name on the back of their jersey.
There won't be a lot of them next year. I'm embarrassed for the university. I'm embarrassed for our fans, our student section. It's ridiculous. I have no answer.
I mean,
like, geez. He was speaking facts though. Like
he was.
But I mean, I don't think a head coach can say that about his team. Like.
I mean,
I don't know how they would have played for him that game if like he was still the coach.
If my coach says that to me, I'm not playing.
I'm transferring.
I'm getting my ass in the transfer portal. But
like, if he told me I don't deserve to be wearing the uniform, like,
how does he know what wearing a Kansas State uniform? He didn't even play college basketball. Like, he went to some online school for God's sake. Like, could he go back to Baylor and be an assistant coach under Scott Drew? I mean, he could be. I mean, he can't. He was assistant under Scott Drew for a long time. And if I'm Scott, if you're Scott Drew for Baylor, do you give him a call and say, "Hey, I want you to come back and be an assistant coach with me"? I mean, do you make that call? I mean, I would. Yeah, I think he's a heck of an assistant coach. But some guys are just not meant to be a head coach.
Bro, it's just like, what am I watching here? what is he doing?
Yeah, I just don't.
Like, what was he thinking there? He just got a little too excited.
Yeah, he got a little too antsy because his car won. And do you see, speaking of that, do you see what Doug Gottlieb did? He went like this. And
yeah.
He got, I'm so mad at these referees, man. They're not equal. They're not fair. Dang, Doug Gottlieb. I didn't know you had that in you. Okay. Dang, I see you. But, I mean, he makes a good point. He's like, I don't want these refs to get every single call right. I want them to be fair for both teams. I mean, I'm not, I agree with them 100%. Like, Jaden, I want refs to be fair and call it for both teams. I don't want them to call every single call, but at least be consistent with it, right? And that's what Doug Gottlieb got mad about, is that, hey, these refs aren't being consistent. I'm going to say something about it, and I'm going to get all these fans mad because people don't think that I'm consistent, that these refs are consistent. And I agree with them 100%. But that doesn't give you a right to go like, slam the table and get mad. And he flipped his microphone over when he was talking.
Oh my God.
Like, Doug Gottlieb, you need to chill out a little bit, bro. But, yeah, man, it's, we got some wild sports stories here. What Michael Jordan did, I mean, that's going to go crazy. Speaking of that, did you see his kid dated Scottie Pippen's?
Yeah.
That's weird, man. That could be his. That could be his mom.
Yeah. How do you even?
How do you let that happen? If I'm Scottie Pippen, how do you let that happen? Like, Scottie Pippen has a son that's older than MJ's son, for God's sake. I mean, that's weird. Can you imagine your son being older than you? That'd be weird, guys. I don't even think. No, Scottie Pippen's oldest son, I think, is Scottie Pippen Jr., the one that's on the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Man, what MJ did, bro, that is just, that's wild to me. Like, we're going to have to ask Kyle what he thinks about that.
What are we doing?
What are we doing, MJ, man?
I mean, like, I get that, like, you're like, you co-own the car that just won.
But like, buddy, what?
He never even got that excited during, like, an NBA championship.
No, like, he didn't do that to Phil Jackson or all those guys, but like, man, what is going on? But, so yeah, man, hey, Clint Kubiak. Officially got hired as the Raiders coach. Did you see who he brought? He brought over a couple Seahawks guys, like their quarterback coach, their offensive coordinator. You know who he should bring over as a coach? His dad. He should hire his dad as like a coaching consultant. Like, what does a coaching consultant even do? Just stand there and look at the coach? Like, that's what Mike Vrabel was with the Browns when they hired him. And
that's like free money.
Free money. Don't even have to do anything. Just stand there, look at the head coach, and I get free money. But, I mean, dude, if they bring over Rashid Shaheed, man. And you get Mendoza in there. You have Ashton Jensen. You have Brock Bowers. You have Jacoby Myers still on the team?
He got traded to the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, he did. I forgot about that. And then you have Shaheed. That's dangerous, man. But imagine getting all that just to lose to the Chiefs again. And I'm telling you this. If the Chiefs get Tyreek Hill again, I think they're Super Bowl contenders. I really do. I mean, but Jaden, I told you this. Why not? Bieniemy's back. Andy's the coach again. You don't have Matt Nagy's not the offensive coordinator anymore. And I mean, he didn't really call plays, but I mean, still. But speaking of that, did you see the Delaware post that they posted about him like getting an offensive coordinator job? Mm-mm. So they posted a job of him saying official, like, and I thought that he was going to go to Delaware to become their head coach. But it was like I think I can show it to you. I don't know if it's on here, but. Where is it at? Oh, here, right here. That doesn't look like he's going to become the head coach.
Yeah.
Like, when I first saw that, I thought that, wait, he's going to Delaware? And then, you know, it was the New York Giants, you know, one. But, yeah, man. Jaden, if the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs can get him. I mean, why not Veach? I mean, he knows Patrick Mahomes. Travis is here. You brought back Kareem Hunt, who played with Tyreek. I mean, Tyreek is not what he once was. But if you can get him going in his offense next year with all those playmakers, Rashee Rice is going to be suspended. But is he going to be suspended? Is his court case done or what?
I think he got suspended this year, I think, like the last season.
So he won't have to miss
it. I think
so
he's
Juju
good.
Will be there. But, man, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Jamal. Why do I keep saying Jamal Charles? Kareem Hunt. That's scary, man. And if the Bears, you need to sign Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb and Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, or Myles Garrett, that's scary, Jaden. Bradley Chubb on one side, Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, or Trey Hendrickson on the other side, that's scary, man. If I'm Ryan Poles, I'm pulling that trigger, and I am signing Bradley Chubb, whatever it takes. I don't think Poles will do it, but I don't think he has the balls to do it, but if I'm Ben, I'm telling him, Ryan, we need edge rushers. If we want to be a Super Bowl contender next year, we need edge rushers. Bradley Chubb is nowhere near Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or Trey Henderson, but he's still a reliable edge rusher. He still can get you the sacks. He's not going to have 5.5 sacks a season. He's going to have more than that. If I'm Ryan Poles, I'm Ben Johnson, I'm pulling the trigger, and I'm saying, we need to sign this guy right now. Because we are one superstar. He's not a superstar as rusher like he once was with the Broncos, but he's still reliable. We are one competent pass rusher away from winning the Super Bowl. I've been saying it before, and I'm going to say it again. Like, we are. And if we can go out and we can trade for Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or Trey Henderson, we're right there. And we add some playmakers on offense. We already have Luther Burden. We have Colson Loveland, who's going to be great. We have Kyle Monongo. We have Swift. We have Caleb. We have the offensive line. We can be good next year if we go out and we get the right pieces. So, but the Chiefs get Tyreek, man. They're looking scary. They're going to be Super Bowl contenders. And I think last year was just a fluke. I mean, I think the Chiefs will be back. I mean, especially if they get Tyreek Hill. I mean, they're going to remember the corndog play with Sky Moore when he did that? Can you imagine that with Tyreek Hill? That's going to be so fun. But, hey, he wants another ring. Tyreek wants another ring, and I don't blame him one bit. And, that's all I got. The Iowa women will be playing here in about 10 minutes. We have class, but I'll be tuning in and watching. And great NASCAR weekend. A little creepy things that went on, but we're not gonna.
That dude actually, like, he didn't lead the whole time until the final lap. I heard there was like a big crash or pileup the last lap.
Yeah. NBA All Star Game was great. Jaden watched it. I did not. And Northwest Wolves play on a Tuesday. You know who against, Jaden? The Roosevelt Rough Riders.
Oh yeah, that's their last game.
Yeah, the Roosevelt's got a good team. Yeah, they're not
that
bad.
One dude is
Chance
like
Burkett.
School record.
He used to actually go to Waukee. I used to work with him at Fairway. Coincidentally enough, I did. But he's a great dude, and I could see why he transferred to Roosevelt so he can actually play. But Northwest 7:45 boys. Iowa women played today, like I just said, at 11. And Iowa here. Let me get in a few more. Iowa men play on tomorrow at 8 o'clock against Nebraska, and then Kansas basketball plays on Wednesday against Oklahoma State. So a good week of sports, and looking forward to watching those games, and we'll see you guys again on Wednesday. So good podcast today.
See you guys Wednesday. Check us out on CambridgeChronicleNews.com, Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMACChronicle.
Man, we have some good stuff. We have, you know, Kyle with his NASCAR stuff. We got a lot of people talking stories here. So and we just did a video with the Automotive Center. I think you guys saw. And if you guys want us to tour any place, comment in our videos. You know, Jaden asked you guys where he wanted to go next. Tell us where. We would love to go there. That was my first time ever being in that building. We would love to tour on DMAC, and whatever you guys want, we'll go there. So we'll continue to create content for you guys, and we love doing it. So it'd be fun. And if you want to come on this podcast, come on anytime. We would love to have you. Me and Jaden would love to talk about sports and just, you know, whatever you want to talk about. You know, we had our inter president on, so just come on in. And right when you walk into building 5,
right when you walk in,
there's a door that says the Campus Chronicle. I'm looking at it right now, the student newspaper. Come right in, and we'll get you taken care of. So good week of sports, and looking forward to it on Wednesday. Go Wolves, baby. And until next time.
Till next time.